You're on the Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and when it comes to protecting our native wildlife, there's all sorts of research going on, but what about a sneaky poison capsule? I'm joined by Kyle Brewer, who's working on his PhD with the University of South Australia. He's been doing some research at Arid Recovery. Kyle, how's it going?
Good, thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.
So can you tell me a bit about what you're working on?
So in my PhD, I'm working on the population protecting implant. This is a small rod-shaped device that is about the size of a grain of rice that contains a small amount of a poison that's highly lethal to feral cats. And the implant's covered by a protective coating, which I've developed as part of my PhD in our lab at UniSA. And that protective coating stops the poison from leaking out and enables us to insert the implant under the skin of a native mammal. And in the event that mammal is eaten by a feral cat, the implant then makes its way into the stomach of the feral cat, where the stomach acids actually dissolve that protective coating, release the poison, and cause the death of the feral cat.
So it's really, I guess, like a sneak attack. And what's the aim here, to teach animals not to go for native wildlife?
Not necessarily. The main aim is to offer more protection for reintroduced populations. Because generally when we reintroduce really vulnerable species into parts of the country, we often find that we have a single or maybe one or two feral cats basically finding that vulnerable population and then wiping them out within the first year of the reintroduction. So by having that entire population implanted with the population protecting implants, our hope is that even in the event that there are a couple of attacks from feral cats, they will die quite quickly, and the remaining population of mammals will essentially be protected because there'll be no more feral cats in that area.
Wow. Okay. So, how many native animals have been implanted with this so far?
So far, we've just started a field trial with bilbies. So we have 30 bilbies that all have implants out of Arid Recovery, and they're in a confined part of the reserve that also houses some feral cats. And that's enabling us to monitor both of those populations and see if the implants work as we design them.
So what if there's another animal that eats a native animal, so maybe something not quite a feral cat that still would eat a bilby?
So this is a little bit out of my wheelhouse, but generally speaking, we don't actually have many large carnivorous or meat-eating mammals in Australia. It's really the feral cat and the fox, both introduced species that pose a threat to the most of our mammals. But for some of the sort of moderately larger carnivorous marsupials that we have, they're actually generally resistant to the poison that we use in the implant. So a good example of that is if we had maybe some small rats implanted with the implant and they were preyed upon by something like a wedge-tailed eagle, which conceivably could happen. Wedge-tailed eagles are something like 15 times less sensitive to the poison than a feral cat. So they would actually have to eat quite a large number of animals, all with implants, before they would even experience any negative effects.
But for the feral cats, it's sort of just a one capsule ought to do the trick?
Exactly, yeah. A single capsule is enough basically to kill any size feral cat.
So I guess just how damaging can feral animals be for native wildlife?
Extremely damaging. So our best estimates tell us that feral cats kill in excess of 1.5 billion animals every year. And that's not just mammals, which I particularly focused on in my work. That's also frogs, reptiles, and birds. And the majority of those species are native Australian species that aren't found anywhere else in the world. So there's a considerable loss to the sort of unique and iconic animals that we have in our country, and mostly caused by feral cats.
And I understand that the toxins used for these pellets are actually derived from native plants themselves.
Yeah, exactly. There's a native plant that occurs in Western Australia that naturally produces this poison. And it's actually why we have a lot of our native animals being so resistant to the poison, because they've evolved alongside it. So they're generally okay and they can tolerate some moderate doses of that poison. But when it comes to feral cats and foxes, because they're introduced species and they haven't had that co-evolution, they're actually highly susceptible.
And I guess the bonus of that is it really takes out the risk of introduced chemicals into the environment as well.
Yeah, exactly. And this particular poison actually breaks down quite rapidly in the environment. And there are microbes in the soil that are also present naturally, and they can essentially detoxify quite quickly. So it poses very little threat to things like, water sources or even other animals.
Hmm. So this is all part of your PhD, and I guess it's research to be worked on. So it's not published and not, you can't make an official ruling on the success of the study yet?
No, not yet. I'll hopefully be publishing my first manuscript regarding this work and the development of the implants. But at this stage, we haven't really got any tangible results from that field trial to really make those conclusive remarks.
No worries. But hey, sounds promising so far, and will be interesting to see if successful, the uptake of this technology.
Exactly. Very exciting.
No worries. Well, Carl, thank you so much for your time today.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
That's Carl Broad, PhD, or studying with his PhD with UniSA on your Classic Hits Breakfast.